This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Kind of a weird morning for me. Nothing that I didn't expect to happen, but the Pirates playing on the West Coast in this series. Actually, this entire road trip has been on the West Coast, technically. They played in Seattle. And they've been playing in San Francisco these last couple games. And it was really kind of strange for me because usually on Tuesday nights I'm working late over at my other job at BPTV, that sports show that I did boxing with those couple times. I was there late doing a show. And then I got home around 11 o'clock, I ate dinner. And I remember getting prepared to do this show. Usually, you know, I go to bed or I'll review some news and then go to bed. But the Pirate game was on as I was going to bed. It was in like the fifth inning around 11 o'clock. And that was the inning where I saw Dowry Moreto pitch. And he was kind of struggling, but got out of that jam. And he was praised for getting out of that jam. So, you know, that was all good. But I fell asleep toward the later third of the game. And when I woke up, the replay of the game was on television. And now, around the time that I fell asleep, was the time that the game picked back up on the re-air. Now, I didn't watch it all the way through. I did check my app. I just wanted to double-check the score and make 100% sure that they won, because I remember it was close. And the game ended as a close final. Yeah, Pirates won 2-1. And so, but I just thought that was odd. I mean, I expected to work early. I expected to work late last night, early into this morning. But it was just such an odd turn of events. It's like, okay, I fell asleep during the live broadcast, and then I woke up around the same time that the game was going on. But the re-aired version was on around 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I also got to see in those later innings, the Pirates get back to some smart base running as well. Josh Palacios, he lured two pickoffs from the pitcher. It was Jacob Junis. And he attempted to steal second base three straight times. And the third time, Andrew McCutchen put the ball in play on a full count. And so a double play was eliminated because Palacios got that head start and got into scoring position. Now, he didn't score, but just another example of how these Major League Baseball rules are kind of changing the game a bit. Andrew McCutchen went from grounding into a double play to Palacios being aggressive because the pitcher already used his two freebie pickoff attempts. And the Pirates got a runner in scoring position because of it. So, kudos to the Pirates for being smart in that regard. And it's good to see that the base running yesterday wasn't what we've seen. There wasn't too much over-aggression. To run on a full count after a pitcher has already attempted two pickoffs towards you, that's a good decision. Definitely a good decision. So the Pirates did a number of good things yesterday. The one thing that concerned me, and if you want to give me a call and you want to weigh in, you want to give your opinion, you can, 412-928-9370 is the phone number here. And if you want to tweet me some comments, you can at @Callas_33. That's at @CALLAS_33. Johan Oviedo pitched well. The back end of the bullpen locked the game down. Dari Moreto, though, he had a... he scared me a bit, though, when I was watching him pitch, because he pitched out of the fifth inning right before I fell asleep. And I was watching him, and I was a bit concerned because he was leaving most of his pitches up in the zone. Like, he was missing high in the zone. And I know the Giants team or any Major League Baseball player who can elevate, you know, gets an elevated pitch could probably elevate it with the bat and hit it for a home run. So I don't know exactly what he was doing. I mean, he was leaving changeups up high, fastballs up high. His slider wasn't in command right away. Now, Derek Shelton in his postgame press conference praised Moreto for figuring it out and said that his pitches looked good. I didn't quite share that assessment. Not necessarily calling Shelton a liar either, because he's on the field and he's the leader of the team. I'm not. I'm just somebody who's trying to scrutinize this. But, I mean, a lot of those pitches that he had, that he had thrown, were left up in the zone, left high, were left flying. And that's just kind of dangerous. And that inning could have ended a lot worse. And that's just what scares me. Now, you might be saying, you know, if you're the optimist, well, why do we care? He got out of the inning. Well, because the Pirates haven't won a series yet this month, and have had a collapse in the month of May, and maybe there were some other scenarios where, like, most of the time, hitters capitalized on the pitcher's mistakes, and the Pirates did not escape danger. That's happened more often than not this month. So when I talk about the pitcher, when I talk about Moreto, I think it's important to kind of dissect and just understand where, like, little things could go right or wrong. And he walked some batters early into his outing when he pitched in that fifth inning. And he was leaving pitches up in the zone. And, I mean, some hitters could have capitalized more. I'm surprised. I was scared because Michael Conforto got a great pitch to hit, and he hit it toward deep center field with a runner on first and a runner on second. And it was caught. It was an out. But, like, if Conforto squares that up, or a better hitter squares that up, that might be a table-turning home run. And so that's just what I'm concerned about. That's what I'm concerned about. And I just want everybody who is observing to kind of understand is that most of the time they didn't escape. And pitchers, especially in the bullpen, the earlier half of the bullpen, those pitchers that come in the middle innings or in long relief. We haven't had too many long relief appearances from what I've seen this season, but, you know, the middle relief pitchers have kind of made the game pivot one way or the other. Robert Stevenson, another one, another name, another pitcher kind of in that scenario. Jose Hernandez. So There are just reasons to be still a little bit skeptical about some of these pitchers on this team. And while Shelton is praising his pitcher, which is fine, I mean, again, you want to get the pitcher's confidence as well. You don't just want to shame him if he didn't, you know, if he got out of the inning. I get that. But just some of those pitches, some of those pitch selections, you don't want to leave pitches too high in the zone. And Moreto did that yesterday. And that's just, that's got me nervous.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Is the phone number. Call, weigh in, talking about the Pirates and why today's such a big day. So I said earlier in the week, or perhaps last week, that the series, I think, against the Rangers was going to speak volumes about the team. And that's true, and the Pirates were not up to task. But this is kind of just another one of those opportunities that the Pirates have to demonstrate what they can do. And what I mean by that is that they have an opportunity to win a series in the month of May. And I think that's super important. I think that's huge. It's huge to win a series in a month. And I know you might be saying, like, well, they still had a terrible month. And you're not wrong. You wouldn't be wrong to say that. But I also reflect on the 2021 season where the Pirates did not win a series the entire year. And how they started so strong, how they're still in the playoff. And I'll keep saying that until they're not, by the way. They're still in the race. So, with that being said, being able to win a series in the month, being able to get, you know, and if they go on and they get do better in the coming months, just to say at the end of the season, hey, we won a series in every month of the year. I think that's important. It felt like we didn't need to say that. It felt like that didn't need to be a goal for the Pirates. But now that they've struggled this month, I think that's a fair goal to set. Hey, we have yet another opportunity. We've had three or four straight opportunities where we've gone into a rubber match. We've gone into the third game of a series split. And we have the opportunity to win the game that will win us the series. There's just one last test. They've had opportunity after opportunity to end this month where they could have won a series, where they had a rubber match to play in. And I think it'll speak a lot. It'll inspire a lot of confidence in me. It should inspire a lot of confidence in you if they can buckle down and get a series win. Get a series win in this month. I think Crowley put up a Twitter poll, too, the other day. You think the Pirates will win a series this month? Also, somebody texted in yesterday and said the Pirates would not be over 500 at any point again this season, and I will gladly take that bet. They very well may. June's coming, a new month's coming, a fresh start's coming. Pirates are playing the Cardinals early in June. They get a division opponent to play against. The Pirates have opportunities. As long as they see it like that, they're going to be easier to play. Have fun and just see the opportunities. Hey, the beginning of the month was a struggle. Losing 2 of 3 to the Rockies was not ideal. And then having the opportunity to win a series against the Rangers, the Mariners, and now the Giants. You know, failing at the first few, not ideal, not great. We're just thinking of the day today. Think of the day today. Think of the opportunity that the Pirates have today, which is to win a series and go into June knowing that they captured at least one series in the month of May. And then move into next month, welcome the Cardinals into Pittsburgh with the rude sort of welcome. Beat them further down in the division. And make a better mark in the month of June than you did in May. But it all starts today. The Pirates need to not look farther than today. The opportunity today is win a series this month. The opportunity today is control what they can control as the collective and the team to win today's game, which would solidify a series and hit the reset button going into June. They've had all month to experiment and go through the trial and error. And now the players who have been called up in the player to replace the injured Cruz, the injured Velasquez, they've had plenty of opportunity to settle in. Now it's time to have a better month of June. But again, all starts today. Today, I believe, sets the tone for June. Going to June winning a series, going to June losing a series will depend on the game today. They play like they did yesterday. Well, they did little fundamental things right. The pitching got out of the jams. And the hitting did enough. Two runs was enough to win it yesterday. Good pitching, fundamental hitting, fundamental base running. They win. They could play a game like they did in Seattle the first game of that three-game series, where I think over half the lineup had a home run in that game. They could do that too. The pitching was good in that game as well. No, I mean, that seems the common theme. Pitch well and do enough fundamentally on defense, do enough fundamentally as hitters, and you very well might have a win today and a series win carrying you into June.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.